Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We want to invite you to join us as we kick off National 4-H Week this coming Sunday, October 7th at 4-H Fall Fest, happening on the Cass County Fairgrounds from 4 to 6 p.m. Come learn more about Cass County 4-H, and it's also a great time to join if you're not already a member. If you are a member, we invite you to come and celebrate National 4-H Week with other 4-H'ers across the county. We'll have a meal served starting at 4:30 p.m. with the main dish provided by the Cass County Fair Board. Everyone is welcome, whether they want to learn more about 4-H or are already a 4-H member. So bring a friend and get excited about joining 4-H and about the upcoming 4-H year. That is 4-H Fall Fest, kicking off National 4-H Week, happening on Sunday, October 7th, again from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Also, as National 4-H Week kicks off and is celebrated around the state from October 7th through 13th, be on the lookout as our 4-H clubs will be doing activities across the county to celebrate. We'll have decorated windows across the county in honor of National 4-H Week. And as always, it's a great time to learn more about 4-H and about 4-H clubs near you. As we move into fall, many of our tender perennials in the yard need a little extra care as we get into the cooler weather and approach a killing frost. Perennials such as tubers, begonias, gladiola, cannas, and dahlias are an important part of many landscapes and put on excellent displays of color until that killing frost happens, but unfortunately, they will often not survive our harsh winter weather outdoors and should be dug in the fall and stored indoors throughout the winter months. Our ISU Extension horticulturalists share some tips on how to take the best care of these plants so they can be regrown in the coming years. Cannas are always a popular showy plant in the landscape, and as winter approaches, they should be cut back to within 4 to 6 inches off the ground a few days after the first hard killing frost. Once they've been cut back, you want to carefully dig up the canna clumps with a spade or garden fork, leaving a small amount of soil around the base. Allow them to dry for several hours and then place in a large box, wire crate, or mesh bag. You'll want to store in a cool, dry location through the winter, around 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit, so a slightly heated garage or basement is ideal. Similarly, with dahlias, once you have that killing frost, you want to cut back to 2 to 4 inches off the ground, about 3 or 4 days after that frost. Leave the dahlias in the ground for an additional 6 or 7 days to cure after they've been cut back, then dig them up with a spade or shovel, shake off the soil, and cut the stems back to the crown. The crown is located at the base of the stem, where the tuberous roots are attached. Carefully wash the dahlia clumps to remove any remaining soil and allow them to dry for 24 hours. Place a layer of vermiculite, peat moss, or wood shavings in the bottom of a cardboard box and layer the dahlia clumps in the cardboard box, covering them with additional vermiculite, peat moss, or wood shavings. And you'll want to again store them in a cool, dry location about 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Gladiola's bulbs are stored similarly. Dig up the plants with a spade in late summer and early fall. Shake off the soil from the bulb-like corms and cut the foliage to 1 to 2 inches above the corms. Dry for 2 to 3 weeks in a warm, dry, and well-ventilated location. Then you want to wash thoroughly. Then when they are thoroughly dry, you want to remove and discard the old dried-up mother corms located at the base of the new corms. Remove the tiny corms found around the base and save these small corms for propagation purposes, or you can discard them. Place the corms in mesh bags or old nylon stockings and hang in a cool, dry, well-ventilated location, storing temperature around 35 to 45 degrees, making sure not to freeze. And finally, your tuberous begonias. You want to carefully dig those up within a few days of a killing frost, leaving a small amount of soil around each tuber. Cut off the stems an inch above the tubers and place in a cool, dry area to cure for 2 to 3 weeks. After curing, shake the remaining soil off the tubers and place a layer of peat moss, vermiculite, or sawdust in a small cardboard box. Lay the tubers on the storage medium, then cover with additional storage medium and store in an area with temperatures around 40 to 50 degrees. For home gardeners, ISU Extension also has some new resources. on directions for use and proper storage details for using pesticides. We all know that understanding how to use pesticides appropriately and when is best to use them can save time and money and limit their environmental impact. Whether in a residential yard or commercial setting, proper pesticide use, safety, and storage are important to keeping plants healthy and looking their best. A new trio of publications available through the ISU Extension store offers instructions for using pesticides that help both homeowners and commercial greenhouse employees alike. The three publications are designed to be short and to the point on how to choose, use, and store pesticides safely. They also help users understand what information is on a pesticide label and how to know what pesticides to use in any given situation. The three publications are called Understanding Pesticide Labels, which breaks down information included on a pesticide label and how to understand the sections. Home Garden Pesticide Guidelines discuss when to use a pesticide, which ones are best, and how to apply, store, and dispose of safely. And Personal Safety in the Greenhouse provides information on pesticide safety and personal protective equipment for use in commercial greenhouses. These publications are helpful for folks wanting to use a pesticide, but there is one more step before you even purchase a product, and that is figuring out what the pest is and if it's even necessary to spray. The first step in any pest management program is to learn the identity of the pest and if it is enough of a problem to use a pesticide on it, according to Mark Schauer, who is an entomology program specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach. According to Schauer, many pests can be dealt with in different ways, and until the identity of the pest is determined, it is hard to develop a proper management plan. Knowing if a pesticide is needed, learning when it should be applied, and applying it properly will give the best results and help keep people and the environment safe. To find those publications again on using pesticides safely, you can visit the ISU Extension online store and download those free for your personal use. And of course, for all of the information on upcoming events and resources through ISU Extension here in Cass County, you can visit our Cass County Extension website or Facebook page for upcoming events. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.